Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Former Red Sox Bill Buckner, who played for 22 years in the major leagues, including four seasons with Boston, has died at the age of 69. Buckner was an All-Star and Gold Glove infielder, but despite his impressive achievements, he was often remembered for a stunning game-ending mistake in the 1986 World Series between the Red Sox and the New York Mets. WBUR's Anthony Brooks has this remembrance.
In baseball, it's better to be lucky than good. Bill Buckner said that, and he should know he was very good and then very unlucky. So you know what happened. It was 1986, the Red Sox versus the Mets in Game 6 of the World Series, with the Sox one strike away from winning their first championship since 1918. Then a couple of hits, a wild pitch, and suddenly the game was tied and the Mets' Mookie Wilson at the plate.
Little roller up along first, behind the bag, it gets through Buckner, here comes Knight and the Mets win it!
The ball went through Bill Buckner's legs, and the Sox went on to lose Game 7, and Buckner was forever tarred with that one error. It was so unfair, because Buckner was so good. He was an All-Star who almost made it to the Hall of Fame. He won a batting title. He had more hits than either Joe DiMaggio or Ted Williams. But one unlucky moment and two decades of being good didn't seem to matter anymore. So Buckner went away and eventually settled in Idaho, where he could hunt and fish and live peacefully with his family, far from the relentless reminders about that error. He did a bit of major league coaching in the 1990s, and then in 2011, he came back to professional baseball in Massachusetts to become the manager of the Brockton Rocks, a semi-pro team of baseball dreamers. That's when I met him and learned something about his grace and modesty and about his courage. Here's a little bit from that piece, beginning with the sound of some young autograph seekers greeting Bill Buckner.
Hey, there he is!
Buckner is a minor celebrity here in Brockton, about 30 miles south of Boston. On a recent evening in Campanelli Stadium, there were about 200 people in the stands, and one man dressed as a kangaroo. That's the team mascot. Bill Buckner was in the dugout musing about baseball and luck.
You know, baseball is a game of failures, you know, and a lot of downs in the game, you know. You had to shake it off, and I mean, the good players can do that, you know. I mean, baseball is a game of averages, but over a short period of time, to have a little luck going, it's not a bad thing.
Buckner gets tired of having to relive and talk about that error. But on this evening, he brought up the subject.
People always ask me what I thought about, you know, when I missed the ground ball, and my first thought was, wow, I get to play in the seventh game of the World Series, you know.
Right.
You know, we'll get them tomorrow.
Of course, the Mets won Game 7, and the Red Sox had to wait another 18 years before they finally won the World Series. After that error, members of the press wouldn't let it go. So those were tough years for Buckner and his family. One reporter even called his wife to ask if Buckner was contemplating suicide.
Yeah, I took some cheap shots, you know, and I had to get over that, you know. I mean, I had to forgive those people. I mean, you try to carry that burden too much, you know.
Number 6, Bill Buckner!
So this is what happened when Buckner came back to Fenway Park in 2008 to throw out the first pitch of the season opener. Boston fans gave him a huge ovation, which Buckner talks about in an aw shucks kind of way.
You know, it was awesome. I mean, it was almost embarrassing, though, to be out in front of that many people. And the real cool thing about it is that fans were sincere, you know. And
I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think they were totally sincere.
I think they understood, you know, all the crap I went through, and they were always good to me.
So that was back in 2011 at Campanelli Stadium in Brockton. Buckner told me that baseball gave him a great life, and he wouldn't have traded it for anything. He said when you're 12 years old, you dream about hitting the game-winning home run in the World Series, but he said that doesn't happen too often. Not without a bit of luck, anyway. Bill Buckner died early Monday morning after battling dementia. He was 69. According to a statement from his wife, Jody Buckner, he was surrounded by his family. She said Bill fought with courage and grit, as he did all things in life. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.